Nick, we're winding down our first season of Brand Outlaw. It's been a blast. I have loved
doing
this.
Can you believe that? One season already?
I know. I can't. It's been so much fun. Talking to you has been a lot of fun, but also it's been a blast interviewing some guests. We've had just a big range of people from all different kinds of industries, all different experiences, just hearing their stories has been so much fun. And we've got one episode left. Our season finale is happening next week. That is going to be, this guy's a character. You're going to enjoy it if you haven't heard of him. Aaron Draplin. Now, people in the graphic design world definitely know who that guy is.
He's like an icon in that world.
He is. Icon is exactly right. He's just a larger than life, but down to earth personality. And so we've already had the interview. We had a lot of fun talking to him. It's going to be a wild ride next week. So even if you're not into design, check it out just to be entertained. That'll be our season finale. We're going to take a break for a while and we're just going to work on, today we're talking about what do we think has worked, what hasn't worked over the first season. And we're going to use that to optimize for the second season to make a better podcast, more useful, more entertaining for our listeners, because that's what it's all about, giving you something that every week you can count on that you can enjoy, but also get something useful out of.
Yeah, absolutely. And isn't this what marketing is all about?
Mm-hmm.
Taking what you do and making it better and better and better and better. I think our show the first year was everything that we've talked about. We've had moments where we were like, can we get this show off in time? Are we going to be able to get guests for the show? Are we going to be able, is it just going to be you and me speaking the whole time? And we walked through it. We were able to get guests on the show. We were able to have great conversations, just you and I. And man, we now are about to have, what, our 27th episode, 26th, 27th episode? I mean,
this is 28th. And Draplin will be 29. That's the end of the season.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. See, so many, I didn't even remember them all.
Today's episode, we said it's going to be a peek behind the curtain. It's going to be like real-time discussion, just comparing some episodes, seeing what's working numbers-wise, and thinking about what we can do to improve for the second season. One thing I want to talk about, just to give some useful information to anybody thinking about a podcast, let's talk about some of the tools that we've been using. We're not being sponsored by these people yet. I mean, they certainly can if they want to hit us up, but this is just what we've been using. If you have suggestions for other software or whatnot, feel free to contact us. Two big things have been Captivate and Riverside. So I'll start with Riverside. This is what we use to record. You'll notice on the early episodes, we were using Google Meets, which was fine. There was a certain level of video quality. It was good enough, but we wanted to take it up a notch. I really like, from an editing perspective, the fact that what Riverside does is it records separate tracks. So for example, Nick and I are talking right now, and if we were on Google Meet, it would be showing me right now, and as soon as Nick starts talking, it's going to bounce to him. What Riverside does is it records everybody's audio and video separately. So in terms of audio, sometimes there's instances where someone's talking over somebody else and you might miss a couple of words. It especially happens when someone says something funny and everybody's laughing. Things could get lost if someone says something during the laughter. What this enables me to do when I'm editing the podcast is just move those tracks around. You know, if I talk over Nick, I will just take my track and either cut out the part where I said something over him or just move it. And now you get to hear both of us, and we can do the same thing with video. It all works very seamlessly. So this helps with our YouTube as well. So,
and if you want to continue to talk over me and drown me out, then you can do that too.
That's a fantastic idea. I think I'm just going to do that right now. Riverside, I think it's definitely worth it for recordings. And it's a web-based app. Nobody has to download anything. So your guests, all they have to do is just get a link to your studio. You send that to them ahead of time and they just log in, and it works just like Google Meet. But there are some other features that are just really nice. Everything is saved, little spot for all your recordings, so you can access it anytime. I know there are tons of others out there, but we started with this one and I really liked it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. The only downside is like, I wish the platform was more like robust in the sense of like all the different types of editing things that you can add to videos. I wish it was just like more like kind of an all-in-one, like, oh, you can add this mm-hmm. music, you can add this art, you yep. can, you know, play with this type of sound with it. It's limited in that way, but it's like, but overall, like the recording and all of this type of features with it is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's true. It would be great if I could do all in one. I do have to do editing in separate apps. So mm-hmm. I have Adobe Creative Cloud. So that's where I do Premiere for video and I'm using Audition for the audio. So, but yeah, I can at least download the separate MP3, MP4 tracks, put them into those programs.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be pretty nice if you could just record it all here and then download that file instead of like mm-hmm. that extra step?
Yeah, but I'm digging it so far. The other one I'll talk about is Captivate. And this is a podcasting platform, very easy to set up. It was very intuitive. And again, I think this is worth it because what Captivate does is, for one, it allows booking. So when you have a guest, if we're talking to someone, they want to be on the show, I send them our booking link. Now, ahead of time, I can block off all the dates that we're not going to be available. So I can set some certain times that they can schedule for. Got to be careful with Draplin, though. He is an eager beaver. He didn't even give me a chance. Like, as soon as I sent him the booking link, I didn't get a chance to block off some days. He's like, yep, let's do it today. I'm like, whoa, nobody says day of. That guy, man, he likes to podcast. So I had to email him back. I'm like, ah, dude, I can't do it right now. I was kind of thinking maybe tomorrow. But he was understanding. It all worked out. But you send them booking link. They set it up. It's automatically on your calendar. So that makes it easy. And then you set up a message where they can get your Riverside link if you have that or wherever you're going to be recording. Captivate.fm, by the way. You also can easily connect your podcast to all the main podcast services. You don't necessarily have to individually go into Spotify and iTunes. Now, some of them do have a few extra steps that you have to do within those platforms. But for the most part, once you connect it, it's done. So Brand Outlaw, all I have to do is upload the episode into Captivate and it goes straight to Spotify and Apple and Pocket Casts and a whole bunch that I've never even heard of. I don't know how many people use them, but they're there. So it's everywhere you get podcasts. The page for uploading, publishing the new episode, very easy to use. You upload your episode, your thumbnail, you put in your show notes. It has some areas where you can import pieces of information from your guest. Another good thing about the booking link, in addition to just booking, they give the guest all these spaces where they can send headshots. So when you see us make our podcast covers, they sent those through Captivate, made it very easy for me to all in one place to have guest information, their website, the little blurb about them, and then I can make the show notes from there. So Captivate is doing a good job of keeping things pretty streamlined. As far as analytics go, it's pretty good. You can, of course, see how many people are listening. You can see where they're listening. Shout out to our listeners all over the world, by the way. Obviously, the vast majority of them are in the United States, but got a good following in Australia. So thank you for listening down under. We've got Russia, Norway, Canada, Germany, United Kingdom, India. I think we have Malaysia. Abdul better be listening. That's our web developer, by the way. So I'll have to let him know. I can see how many times we have one download in Malaysia. Abdul, you need to you need to catch up. He's not even listening to this one. He doesn't know we're calling him out. But yeah, thanks to all our listeners from all over the world. So it's really cool to see that. It's quite a motivator too.
It
to be
is.
Able to look at that map and see it filled in.
Yeah, I feel like we made it. We're global, man.
Exactly. We can see where people are listening. So most people are on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Are they listening on desktop or mobile? Surprisingly, a lot of people listening on a desktop app. What operating system do they have? And then, of course, just the trends of you can go all time or month or week and just see which episodes are performing the best and you pair specific episodes. That's the basics of Captivate. And there are other podcast services out there. Do some research on your own. this is just the one that we're using and we're happy with. Plenty of others that are that might work better for you, but this is just ours. And again, if you have if you're starting a podcast, you have any questions about how things are going, feel free to ask us and we can give you some advice on that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree about the analytics. It is pretty pretty intuitive. I mean, even if you're not an analytics geek, you can get in there and pretty much figure out what the data is telling you. That part I did like. I liked the fact that it wasn't like so much information that it's gonna overwhelm you. But it's good enough that you can take actionable insight from the data and apply it to your podcast.
Exactly. There you go. A couple software recommendations. Now, why don't we get into Brand Outlaw itself and start talking about some specifics on how we think things are going. So, Nick, let's talk about our guests. I think we've had some great conversations, as we've said earlier. We've had a lot of fun, heard some great stories. What is your assessment on overall the guests that we've been bringing on?
I like our variety that we have had. I mean, we've had a lot of different industries. I mean, we've even had guests that are pretty similar to us. They're not exactly, but so it's just been interesting to hear all of these different types of point of views from the business community and how they even apply marketing, how they went about creating their companies. So all of those things I found awesome. Like as far as like with creating a show, one of the things that caught me by surprise was that just because you get guests on your show, it doesn't mean that people don't, that they want to stop hearing from the people that were the beginning of the whole season. You know, it just kind of seemed like as time went on with the season, you know, we were going more in the guest route. And what I've seen that's been pretty interesting is like, oh, okay, so we still need to blend in just you and I. And so this part of like kind of what the data is leading us and what and why we wanted to open up the conversation in front of you guys is because, you know, these are things that we talk about going into next season. It's like, should we have half the season where it's just you and I? Should we have like a couple episodes where it's just one person? So, you know, these are things that we'll kind of test out and see, but it's all based on the analytics. And some of these things have been pretty surprising that I've seen on the back end throughout the year.
I agree. We'll talk more about the one-on-one episodes in a minute, but as far as the kind of guests we've had, I do really like the variety. I mean, we've had basketball coach, musician. I think whatever industry you're in, you can always find something from somebody else, something that worked for them. It may not be your specific industry, but you can figure out how to make it work for what you're doing. You know, like I said, The Bun, he is a heavy metal, sludge metal musician, very niche genre. What kind of advice can he give that's going to apply to someone working in a some other kind of industry? Well, yeah, there is plenty that he said that can kind of open people's eyes. So that was a really, really fun, interesting interview.
You know, you bring up a good point here, Matt. I think the underlying theme that you've seen with our guest, each of them have made it based on their mission. It's really their whys. It's like, because you hear like with Bun, you hear it with David, you heard it with Hydro Flask, like all of these different companies and individuals. What was it that underneath everything was really their mission? And then from there, as they got super clear about it, passionate about it, other people, their followers increased, their business increased. You're sitting here talking about like, well, how can one person that does this thing for a living and is so different than what I do, how can we apply both? Mission. If you have a strong mission and you truly believe in it, then you will see other people around you believe in it. And it actually helps create this enthusiasm around your brand or even just your own individual skill set. So it's been pretty unique in that way to see that all of these people share that same commonality.
And going back to our own mission of trying to encourage business leaders to go against the grain, do things that are different, I think our guest list from this first season really reflects that because we've had someone who organizes a street art festival. We've had all kinds of people who are just pushing against the norm of their industry, doing something different. And I want people taking inspiration from that. maybe you don't have a clothing line like Derek Baker has, but you can listen to some of the things he did to make his clothing line stand out from others and figure out, okay, how can I make my business stand out from others using those principles? And here's the balance that I want to strike moving forward. I definitely like the fact that we have a lot of people who aren't very famous. Most people haven't heard of a lot of our guests. You know, the big names, maybe Travis Rossbach is not a household name, but Hydro Flask is. So we've got the creator of Hydro Flask. And then next week we've got Aaron Draplin. He's a bigger name. Other than that, there's not a ton of people that are household names like that. And I like that we're telling those stories because I feel they need to be told. At the same time, I think we do need to aim higher to get the podcast to grow. I'm trying to think of people that we can bring onto the show that would be easily recognizable so that when we put something on social media, or even if someone just stumbles upon our podcast and sees a name, it's a big enough name to say, whoa, I know this person. Let's see what they say. They enjoy it. They enjoy the questions that we're asking. And they're like, okay, well, maybe I'll listen to another episode of Brand Outlaw with someone I'm not familiar with and see if I still enjoy the show. Mm-hmm. So I want to do that without saying, okay, you people are small time. No, they're not. I mean, it's not like we're the biggest podcast in the world either. So I want to strike that balance. And that can be tricky to do sometimes, but I feel like we're getting toward that point, especially toward the end of the season. And I think we can build upon that next season.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that.
Brand Outlaws brought to you by Superkick Branding. For your business to succeed, you've got to stop blending in. We help brands proudly plant their flag, delivering a clear message about who they are and why they're the best option for their customers. You need a clear roadmap for defining and communicating what makes your brand different. That's what you'll get from a Superkick Branding workshop, monthly strategy sessions, or full-scale strategic planning. Let us give your brand a boost. Schedule a free consultation at superkickbranding.com. The only other thing I'll say is one thing that really pumps me up. People who are working to make a difference and push the business world forward, because I think that's also part of our mission. We want to encourage people to be different. We want to encourage better workplace practices. You know, for example, you've got that video on our YouTube channel talking about flex hours, where you're like, hey, 9 to 5, this is antiquated. This has to go. Mm-hmm. I love that mindset. And I know it's not business advice. In a way it is. It's like, hey, build a better workplace culture so that you can attract the best talent. I like when we bring people like that on. So Mark O'Brien from Climate Designers, that was a great talk talking about kind of the intersection of environmentalism and business. We had Leslie Shaw from Millie Magazine, and she worked for Men's Health and pushed them to be more inclusive. And most recently, Andrea, who talked about Raise High Road Restaurants, One Fair Wage, and working to make better, fair wages for the restaurant industry. I get psyched bringing on guests like that, trying to make business work for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's the message that we want to make clear to people is like, business is about people. I mean, even if you have an e-commerce site, it's still about people. It's like, you got to have a good product. Got to get people to understand the value that your products are going to provide for their life. And what often gets lost for business owners, especially once they get into business for a while, and then there's all this other, you know, stuff with payrolls and things like that, that people could get kind of lost into this mentality that it's just about the customers. And now we just need to get more customers, get more customers, get more customers, get more money and those type of things, because I got to make payroll. I got to make this. I got to make that. I got to do this. For us, if it's about people, you keep your focus on people. It's like, okay, what you were talking about with Andrea is like, okay, here's an industry that you don't think about the waiters and think about how much stress they're under. They're constantly performing to get these tips, and really, the fact of the matter is, what if they don't get tips, the type of wages that they really get paid, and all of these things that you don't think about actually affects your service. So if your waiter comes in and they're stressed out about, how they're going to make their rent because they have to figure out all their tips for that night, their service goes down. So what we try to focus on the show is to show like, okay, if you have this business, make sure that it's the top of mind of how you are treating people at your job. How are you getting them excited about working for your brand and wanting to stay with your brand? And not only that, that when the time that they're there, even if they're there with you for a year, 2 years, 10 years, that the entire time they're with you, they're giving their best. So that's why it's important to have someone like Leslie on the show that really shows like, if you have this environment that's about finding the best talent, then you're probably going to have to hire people that may have different beliefs than you, that may have a different lifestyle than you, because you're open to having the top talent. And so if you're open to that, then you got to think about these inclusions that you have in your workplace to make sure that everybody feels comfortable. So it's like all of these things matters to the success of your business or your career. It all centers around people. And so that's why I love our variety on our show, because that's really the main focus that we like to talk about with Brand Outlaw. And that's one of the secret sauces to separating yourself. You can't just have a great product, but you got to have a great work environment, because all of those things actually spreads the word about your business.
100%. Looking at some of our analytics, when I look at the total downloads. Now, one thing I'll say for anybody starting a podcast, you're going to get super excited for the first 2 weeks because the download numbers are going to be massive. And then it's going to dramatically drop, because I don't know if it's just Apple or if it's all of them or whatever. They pump up the new podcasts for a while and then they bring them back down to a normal level. So our first episode had almost 600 downloads. And I was like, oh man, are we going to get 600 every single week? And the next one, it was still pretty high, but it was lower. And then it was like, all the way, you know, way down, which is fine. So the first couple of weeks, you're probably going to get lots of downloads. That's great. After that, it's going to be a lesson in patience and perseverance. So don't get discouraged. Look at some trends, see what's happening. So when I look at trends, one thing I'm seeing in Captivate here is that our lowest rated episodes happened over the summer. I'm not saying we got worse as we went along, but I think people do listen a little less in the summer. They get busy. They're on vacation. They're out at the beach on a Tuesday. They're not listening to podcasts. And then they come back the next week and like, oh, I missed that one. Well, I just want to stay with the current ones. And so that happens. So I think it may be that we schedule another season to end before the summer and we take some time off during those months. Just to see what happens. You know, we'll see what happens when we come back later this fall. Another thing I'm seeing, when you look at which episodes, aside from those first two, which are getting the most downloads, The Bun was huge. He had a big following. Climate Designers was next, Mark O'Brien. And I think Climate Designers is a pretty large network. And after that, you've got a tie, Derek Baker from Relish Brand, and then Matt Hauser, coach of Columbus State University women's basketball team. Why are some of these higher than others? It's not always easy to say. And with analytics, you also have to be patient and let your data build. I think right now what we're seeing, and these numbers are also reflecting a bit on YouTube as well. Like two of our highest performing podcast related videos have been The Bun. And I think that goes along with being a musician. He has a very devoted following. So we got a lot of interaction from his posts. Clearly, his fans had not heard us before. He shared it. And it definitely helps when the guests share. So I would say another tip, if you have a podcast, do what you can to make it easy for guests to share the episode. Don't just post it and not follow up with your guests. I always email the guests and say, hey, your episode is up. I put the clips on YouTube. I send them a link to that. And I send them the thumbnails rather than having them just post the link. Now they've got a little extra, so it'll look okay if they want to post on Instagram or whatnot. And, you know, I kind of give them a little nudge in the email, like, hey, if you want to share, that would be great. So sometimes people do need a little push. Not everybody is going to say, I was on a podcast. It was awesome. Listen to this. No, people get busy and they need that reminder like, hey, you're on this podcast and we'd love it if you shared and told people about it. So that helps. The more guest shares and the bigger the following they have, obviously, the more listens you're going to get.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that we found out through the course of the season was talking about stuff that was happening in the real world. One of our first intentions when we created the channel was like, let's get on here and let's give some different marketing advice just based off of our years of being in the marketing industry and helping a lot of different brands with their marketing. But over the course of the year, we noticed that, hey, you know, one of the things, like, let's have fun. Let's talk about, like, we did one episode about Elvis Presley and just the whole weddings and all that. And then we did one about Chris Rock and Will Smith. But what we found was what was interesting was like, oh, okay, so people want to hear about these trending topics that are happening right now, and they want to hear how this kind of applies to marketing. You know, like, how does a Chris Rock and a Will Smith, how's that brand outlaw, right? So, so I mean, we had fun with it, but that goes into what we talk about is like how analytics really plays a part, because like what really helped decide this was one of our episodes was the Walmart one, where we were talking about Walmart making ice creams and for Juneteenth exploitations and all that type of stuff. Scandalous. And like that episode on YouTube got like tons and tons of views. I mean, more so than some of our other ones. But these type of things, you know, you got to be willing to pivot and say, okay, because right when that happened, Matt was like, hey, let's do another episode. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do some more like that. So you got to be willing to pivot in the middle of your season instead of like being so rigid and saying, no, this is the content. This is what we got to do. You got to let analytics help you pivot to make sure that you're creating content that people want to listen to.
Right. And we've been using the podcast as a way to create content for YouTube as well. Figuring out how can you repurpose what you're making for different channels, that helps a lot. And again, with our YouTube analytics, you can see that of the podcast related ones, because we also have the scripted videos that we put up and those do well, but of the podcast related ones, yes, the bun is way up there. The Walmart one is huge. Think about what's going to lend itself to good titles and good visuals, because there are things on YouTube that are even more important than they are on podcasts. So you can see that Elvis video is one of our top performing ones. Well, yeah, we've got an image of an Elvis impersonator on the thumbnail. And I think that helps. It also helps that there's the Elvis movie is out. I have not seen it yet, but my father saw it. He said it was fantastic.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I will definitely trust him, because I mean, he grew up listening to Elvis. So if anybody ruined Elvis's legacy, he would let me know. So that did not happen. He highly recommends it. I've got to go see that soon. Yeah, we're also using YouTube to see what kind of content is popping with people and using that to inform our podcasts. One thing I want to say about the one-on-one episodes, I think we've kind of talked about this behind the scenes, but I think now that we have a lot of these whole season under our belt, we can try to plan out a little bit more to make this happen. More than just these conversations where it's just one-on-one, you and me talking about a topic, it would be great to maybe tighten up the episodes more and have some segments. Mm-hmm. So it's like maybe an episode, it starts with the headlines and we talk about the most current things happening. We give our, you know, some quick takes on them. And then we move into something else where it's, I don't know, you know, it's like branding tip of the week or what company put out a new logo, and we can talk about that a little bit. That would make for better YouTube content, of course. Little things like that, it'll give them a faster pace. We kind of watch the time and be like, okay, 5 minutes on headlines, and like, bam, you know, play a sound effect, and it goes into something else. Like, okay, now it's time for blank, this of the week, whatever.
Almost like a Tonight Show.
Yep.
He's like doing this whole, like, let me tell you about what's happening in the world, and then he gets into it. Yeah. I'm following you.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. Or even like kind of a sports talk radio show. Nothing corny, but just something that like keeps it moving. Even though it's just conversation, you want to keep that pace. So I think we can up the pace in the next season. some of these episodes by coming up with some segments.
Yeah, I love it.
Anything else you want to talk about, Nick?
We just decided how we're conquering the world, dude. We just did it.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So, honestly, not sure how long the hiatus between seasons is going to last. Probably not too long, but we want to take a little time and think about some of the things we talked about and make some plans and bring on some guests. I know one guest we're going to have back on is David Sachs.
Oh, okay.
You might remember him from the episode about his book, The Soul of an Entrepreneur.
Great episode.
Yeah. And he has a book coming out in the fall. It's kind of a sequel, I guess, to a previous book of his called The Revenge of Analog. This is going to be called The Future is Analog. He sent me an advanced copy, so I'm going to read that. We're going to book later this fall. That's a definite. And then we're going to work on some other guests. Next week, season finale, we've got Aaron Draplin. This is going to be a really fun interview. So tune in for that. And then we're going to chill for a little bit. That'll give you some time to catch up on any episodes you might have missed, Abdul. Again, just, you know, we're giving him shit because he's not listening right now.
Maybe that should be like our running thing. We'll talk about Abdul every episode.
That's awesome. And then we'll see how long it takes him to say something about it. All right, Nick, thank you. It has been an awesome season. So much fun doing this podcast with you.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. Appreciate you, Matt.